All right, so we're talking about implementing your hammer-ons and pull-offs by developing finger strength, because certain places are easier than others to hammer-on and pull-off. We just randomly chose. We're at the string number 3, fret number 5. That's a C note. I took us to the next string. String 3, or... All right, so I want you to think about all the combinations of hammer-ons and pull-offs that you can do with finger 1. For hammer-ons, you could do 1 to 2. No, just 1 to 2. Yeah, don't get ahead of me. And then 1 to 3. And make them sound smooth. And then 1 to 4. So it doesn't sound like you picked... So it sounds like you picked that... Good. And that's about it for finger number 1. Going to finger number 2, all right? You got hammer-on possibilities of 2 to 3. So, I mean, it would be fret number 6, yeah, to 7. Or you got 2 to 4. Yeah. And then let's talk about pull-off possibilities. It's only 2 to 1, really. And then let's talk about finger number 3. You got only one hammer-on possibility, which is 3 to 4. But you got many pull-off possibilities, which is 3 to 2 or 3 to 1. And if any of these give you trouble more than the others, write it down and practice only that one for a couple minutes the next day or whenever. Don't overdo it, you know. Some teachers are very much sticklers about these exercises. And I generally don't do it, but I'm including this here. This is valuable. All right, let's go to finger 4. You have, you could pull off 4 to 3. 4 to 2. And 4 to 1. And by the way, you could do all these successively. Like, let's go back to finger 1, for example. Let me just demonstrate. You could go 1, 2, 1, 3, 1. You just pull off every hammer-on and pull off to that fingering. This isn't in the order I just presented it, but that's okay. So everything's going back to finger 1. Then let's do finger 2. Right, so now you got pull hammer-on or pull off. Sound weird, this file, but that's all right. And then finger 3, you can do, you know,